From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The huge broadcasting company Clear Channel is now known as iHeartMedia. We'll talk with the CEO, Bob Pittman, about what that means for the future of radio.
But first, a team from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is in North Texas today to help prevent the spread of Ebola. Officials say the paramedics who transferred the first known case of Ebola in the U.S. have so far not tested for the virus. Public health officials are not releasing the man's name or nationality because of privacy concerns, but they do say he is critically ill and he's been in isolation since Sunday at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Lauren Silverman is with KERA Public Radio there in Dallas. And so, Lauren, how are people reacting to this news? First Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. is in Dallas.
Well, people are alight. I mean, Twitter and Facebook are on fire right now with mostly misinformation, unfortunately. There's a lot of rumors that are being spread. And most recently this morning, there were some media reports about a possible second Ebola case. But so far, Dallas County officials have said that that is not confirmed. There has not been any second case confirmed.
Yeah, well, let's walk through the timeline. This man arrived in Dallas from Monrovia, Liberia on September 20th. He came to visit relatives. The CDC says he didn't have any symptoms and therefore he was not contagious. We're reminded Ebola is not airborne. It's only spread through body fluids when someone has symptoms. So when did he first develop symptoms?
That's right. So he was tested before he boarded that flight for they test temperature. And that's one of the giveaways of, you know, many different illnesses. But that includes these strains of Ebola. He began having symptoms on the 24th, from what we know. And then a few days after that, on the 26th, is when he came in to Texas Health Presbyterian for the first time. And he was looking for medical care. He didn't feel well. We don't know the details of his symptoms. But this is when the sort of controversy begins because he was sent home after that with antibiotics and he did not remain in the hospital.
Well, how are people reacting to that? Because, again, he took himself to the emergency room. He had symptoms of Ebola. He had been in West Africa. And we understand that the hospital had just ironically had an Ebola meeting that week. And, and hospitals are being told, you always ask people where they traveled from. And so obviously something was missed here.
Yes, that's what the hospital now is having to look into. They say they're going through the checklist to try and understand what happened. It doesn't seem as if they had asked the question of where of his travel, although the hospital hasn't confirmed that. But usually that is part of the protocol for checking for infectious diseases, particularly when they had just been briefed on Ebola. It seems like a logical step to take to ask, well, where had you been traveling? But we don't know the details of why, if that question was not asked.
So meanwhile, we know the protocol now is that health officials find the people he came in contact with. What's happening?
Yeah, so the CDC now is really going to get its chance to shine, and epidemiologists whose job it is to really understand the spread of infectious disease. And they have lots of techniques for looking into the details of who this person came into contact with. Of course, his family members, and then if necessary, the people who, for example, he might have been in the emergency room with. You have to start to look at, basically do a family tree to figure out who is at highest risk of having contracted the virus from him and start there and extend outwards. But this isn't something that you do over a period of a day. You can't check once and then check them off the list and say that it's all clear. This is something that is 21 days long because that's the period of exposure for Ebola. So they have to monitor these people for now a period of 20 days. And if any of them show signs and symptoms, obviously send those samples in to get tested for the Ebola virus.
Now, then that could be a wide range. I mean, are they saying if you were in this emergency room on this day or how are they doing that?
No, they are not. There have been no sort of mass announcements of that sort. They're really just starting with the closest family members and going from there. Of course, there are regular announcements that are if you have any symptoms, I'm sure that there are more people showing up at the emergency room concerned about whether or not they have a common flu or something more serious because the symptoms are not very they don't look very different from the common flu. You know, you wake up with aches, you may have some diarrhea, you may have some other high temperature. So it's hard to tell what you have. And they are still saying, though, if you have any of those symptoms, that you should go into the emergency room and at least get monitored and checked for anything more serious.
We're hearing from top infectious disease people like Dr. Anthony Fauci that they are, while this is serious, they're not concerned. They feel that they will contain this completely. Is that the message that's being sent out there in Dallas?
Definitely. Health officials here and at hospitals across the country really are not as concerned about this as I think the general public may be. The situation in Dallas and Texas at the hospitals in terms of protective gear, protective clothing, mm-hmm. and the situation within the actual hospital is so different than anywhere in West Africa right. that it's really not going to be a major concern here.
Lauren Silverman of KERA in Dallas, thank you.
Thank you very much.